I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Last time in our session, you all defeated a large super mutant. I wouldn't say that you killed them, but you definitely ripped their jaw and arms off. And then they went swimming into a big pile, a giant like metal vat of goo that you then locked them in.
Yes. And as we were locking them, they said something that gives me pause.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well known in this area, whether I like it or not.
Oh, that's right. Oh, this time it's personal.
It's true. So you all have essentially landed on this ship that's on the back of pretty much a giant crawdad. And when I say giant, I am talking like Godzilla-sized crawdad. It's kind of implanted itself into it. You all have navigated through the front part of the ship. Even though the front part is facing towards the tail of the crawdad. And now you're up on this command deck. You've approached this structure in front of you. If you refer to Roll 20, you would be on the far right side, kind of like right where it says B on the map. The map shows the USS Terrace. The USS Terrace is a ship. And these are some of the quarters, and I can kind of help you understand the map. B stands for bulkhead. Those are exits to the outside. E's, in the square blocks, are elevators. And you can see stairs and walkways. Pretty much all stairs, all elevators, are located within the facility itself. The only way to get outside back onto this deck is through the bulkhead. You can ascend up through the buildings normally with any of that, but I just want to make sure that you know that the bulkheads are how you exit. Outside, it is currently raining. It is almost dark as night, that the clouds have covered up so much of what's around you without a vertibird. The ship, like, deck itself is almost, like, shining back at you. You estimate that there's probably people inside of these buildings, and now that you have a map, you have a good way of understanding where you are and where you want to go next. So I will leave it open to you all what you want to do.
So we are at that bottom right bulkhead.
Yes. I should have added "you are here." That would have been a better map sign. But imagine that was there.
This.
Okay.
Okay. Using the numerical grid sign.
Well, guys, yeah. We could always blow up the engine.
Well,
I don't really know how that affects the crawdad.
Is it the ship or the crawdad that's the primary means of locomotion?
I'm not a man of science.
The heart is the engine of the crawdad.
Yeah, there's also a chance that if we fuck it up, this boater lurk or whatever we're calling it, if we create an explosion and it decides that it's safer underwater and it dives, we all drown. Like, that's it. Story. That, well, except for you. You have a Aqua Boy, that interesting perk, which means you'll probably be crushed by the pressure before you have a chance to suffocate.
Well, I mean, yeah, at least I'll have a slightly longer chance, but I'm hoping it doesn't come to that, because we are practically in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and that super mutant recognized you, Lonnie Haber.
Yeah,
That really actually worries me a lot.
And I didn't really have much of a reputation or notoriety until I joined this group. So this is weird and interesting. And like most of my problems, I sequestered it away in a deep, dark vault, never to be seen again. So we'll just let that linger there.
That's not healthy, but it's also not a good time.
I mean, no part of my childhood or adult life has been healthy. Why start now?
Now you have friends. So if you also have a future, we might as well, see what we can do with it.
Yeah, let's work on that future part.
Let's get started on keeping the future from being a horrible hellhole.
Who else is wet? I'm wet. Anybody else wet? Anybody else want to not be wet?
I'm all for being not wet, but does anyone maybe have another stim pack or some food?
Because
I almost died and I'm still feeling a little weak.
I have a couple stim packs. Let me see what I still have. I'll tell you what. I can use a stim pack. I can also do a quick med check on you. Maybe that might help a little bit. Are we in a safe enough position that I can take a few minutes to do a medical check on him?
Yeah, you can. You can.
I would like to try and do that.
Pep, okay. Should. Pep, what's your HP?
Currently, it's 4.
Okay.
Mine's 6, so we are both. Oh,
God. I have one I job, and it's my time to do it.
Okay.
So, your mole rat Hazel. And drank your melon juice.
I've got.
I didn't pack any, but if you want to share yours,
so
I need mine.
Hazel, I've got some healing salve. So if you make a first aid action, it will add +2 to the number of HP healed overall. So
that would be very useful.
I can give you a dose for me and a dose for Pep, and that would kind of augment your abilities.
I also have a first aid kit because I made sure that I picked up one of those.
How much, like, what healing do we have? So I have mole rat chunks, which heals for 7, and I also have a stim pack.
Well, we have a few minutes. If I'm doing some healing and I have a med kit, my perks, and some healing salve, we can do some rolls for that to see how much it helps. And then if we need to top off, like, we can eat the mole rat chunks. So,
so decide what you're going to use, Hazel. If you want to use healing salve, if you use one healing salve, that's a difficulty 1 to add 2 onto it. If you want to add 2 onto 2 healing salves, like in addition to the healing it's already going to do, I'll have you roll difficulty 2. Pretty much I'll add 2 onto anything. It needs to be within this action. So I'm not going to have you do like 7 different healing items at once. I can do you like a maximum of 5 at once. I feel like that's a fair. So you can just decide what you want to use, and then we'll create a roll based on how many you use.
Well, I do not have Bloodroot. That was my clones. I do have the salve, and I have my first aid kit, and I'm going to say using the more refined tools of my first aid kit and the salve to help, clean the area and make sure everything's all closed up afterwards. I am willing to add a little difficulty to it if it gives us better healing. Will I be healing both of them at the same time, or am I doing onesie twosie?
You can pick where you want to allocate those HP.
Okay. Well,
so we can do the roll to figure it out. So you're going to use a first aid kit and a healing salve. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Just a difficulty 2. For that, and that'll add 2 to your healing salve. And
okay,
if you succeed, if you do essentially, if you get two successes, then you'll get plus two to your healing self. If you get one success, you'll just heal two for that first aid kit. So go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And it's plus medicine, difficulty two.
All right. So I'll do one and then the other. So that's the one. I can't see it.
One success.
You had one success. One
success. I'm going to use a luck to reroll one of those.
Sure, yeah. I think that's a good idea. Because that will amp you up. Still,
we need health.
So, FYI, we've got 6 AP. So, on the second...
Dirt.
Yep, that's a derp on that one. So, okay, that's only a 1. And on the second set of healing...
Go ahead and... I was about to say...
Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'm gonna use
just a little rattled.
This is really stressful, guys. I'm usually really good at this.
I mean, if it comes down to it, we've got a Lugaroo, so
And I'm actually gonna I'm gonna give both of you guys a stim pack. Like you can take. I recommend you use it. I recommend you use it now. If you don't want to, you can use it for later.
I'm definitely
jamming that right in.
Yeah, go for it.
How many stim packs do you have, Hazel?
Now, let me see. I think I am down to. I am down to 2.
Cool. So both of you can heal for 4 HP. One of you can heal for 2 for the healing salve, or and you can heal for 1 from that first aid kit.
I'll take the 1 if one of you want to take the 2.
Okay. That puts me at 12. I still have 3 healing salves left for like the next first aid, or if we really need to lay it on thick.
We're 3 and I'm down to 3 luck. It's okay.
Listen, I only included 1 enemy on the ship, and I never lie.
Unless the entire ship is an enemy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Problem. All right, so where do you want to go?
You know what? I just anybody who used the Rad X earlier, remember that should still be active right now to help with radiation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you had a Rad X, I think it lasts an hour. I need to double check that.
I've got some Rad protection with my outfit.
Right. And you took quite a bit of, actually, you did take a lot of radiation, didn't you?
Me? No.
No? Okay. Good. Good. Good to know.
I take rad damage.
You popped a rad X. You popped a rad X, my friend.
And you also have the power armor.
Wait, I don't have the power armor anymore.
That's why I gave you the rad X, so you don't have
power armor. No, you've got my suit of power armor.
Oh, yeah. All right. We all got to readjust here.
Original.
It's been a couple weeks, armor. Yes.
Not the one that you got from killing Paladin Buffon in a fiery circle. You have your old one that you stole from the Brotherhood of Steel that has a big, like, pink flame or something.
Yeah, you got the lower.
Well, I think the last color, it was just, like, clear chrome because, like, a heavy-duty paint solvent.
What was it? The alcohol?
Basically, you looked like a giant Airstream trailer. It was awesome.
Yes. But the arms don't work, right?
Oh, yeah,
the arms are busted.
Yeah, but you still got some radiation protection. That was the main thing. Like, I've got my Brotherhood garb that gives me rad protection.
Pep.
Yeah, I don't even know where my rad
is. I think we should blow up the engine. Right.
Okay, like, seriously, where we go... We are in the middle of the ocean with no means to get back to shore. So we can't... A horrible thing is, we can't destroy this boat without sacrificing ourselves. We wait until we get closer to shore and hopefully destroy the monster before it does too much damage.
We're in a terrible position. can you just stop the engine in a way that then you could go back and fix it, but somebody else would be like, what asshole stopped this engine? I don't know how to fix this.
We could certainly take a look at it. I've never seen a big boat engine. I'll look at a big boat engine. I'll look at a big boat engine all the live long day.
Yeah. Well, while you're looking at the big boat engine, maybe we should look for a Zodiac or a raft or an emergency evacuation boat or something like that. That might be useful. I mean, there's got to be something. There has to be like lifeboats or something, right?
Let's go in and check it out. Let's get out of the radiation rain.
Oh yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Let's do that. Let's do that first.
The engine room.
You pretty much have access to the engine room and the lounge deck from this area. Which one are you going to?
I don't think we should split up, guys.
I say engine room. See what we're working with here. See if it's even doing anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, engine room.
Okay, cool. You all open the bulkhead of this ship and kind of like turn it open. It opens into a small white room with a glowing red light. You close the bulkhead behind you and lock it. The light turns green. And you all open the second bulkhead in front of you. You look in on one of the most pristine ship engines ever. It's almost like pistons are contracting back and forth, moving the ship along. There's actually portholes that the rays of sunlight are coming through. The strangest thing is you see people dressed in sailor outfits that have like little shorts, a shirt, a little kerchief, and a nice little hat on, blue and white in color. And they're all hanging off of these pistons. And for some reason, you can hear music, and it's a jazzy show tune, and they're all singing. We're on the USS Terrace. We're going for a swim today. We're getting shrimp and fun and ladies that love the sailors at bay.
What movie does this remind me of?
I was gonna say, was it Holy Grail?
Was it Hail Caesar?
Let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
I think it was called the Pirates of Penzance. It was a very, very important cultural milestone in the pre-war days.
I feel like what was it? Hail Caesar, and like Channing Tatum was part of like the sailor. Like a musical type thing, and oh my gosh, okay. Lonnie doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, so let's blow up the engine. I think I've seen quite enough.
The singing of engine must be absolutely pornographic for Pep.
Yeah, like pistons. Oh boy. Giant pistons?
Yeah, there's like a little drool at the corner of his mouth.
Little sailors hanging off those pistons? Wow.
Wait, are the sailors hanging off the pistons? For some reason, I pictured the uniforms hanging off the pistons.
No, the sailors are like...
It's a different scenario entirely.
It's very weird.
Wow.
The pistons are dressed up like the sailors. Singing pistons. I mean,
imagine a kind of an Oompa Loompa scene, you know what I mean? Uh-huh, but like instead of Oompa Loompas, it's just like little sailor boys and
girls.
Yeah,
it's not. And yeah, it's not that kind of, not that kind of piston. Yeah,
right, exactly. And they're all just kind of like they're singing. There's music, and they're singing along their song. I can.
This is a stage show.
It kind of feels like a drama nerd thing. Yeah. I would like to look around and see if I can figure out if this is some sort of like musical production. There's got to be a conductor or a director or a lead or somebody around here, you know, calls for breaks or, you know.
We have gone from the Sweet Chariot to Nicholas Prisons to... The
Pirates of Penzance, yeah.
The musical review on the ship, like, this is...
Still not the weirdest thing we've seen in this game, but
GM it's... confirmed choir kid. Like, that's what.
Yikes.
My mom did it for 40 years. Thank you very much. Yeah. Choir director.
Nice.
Are the singers and the sailors, are they human?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are we dance?
Oh.
They're pure-blooded humans.
That we know of. They might be ghouls in disguise of humans, or they could be cloned humans in disguise of ghouls. Or they could be
demons.
They could be synths. They could be Mr. Handys with a really good skin job. Like, who knows?
My vote is robot the hell demons. Of a
skin job for Mr. Handy.
Robot demons.
Yeah, where's the third arm? No, wait, nope.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm-mm. Have they noticed us?
Are all of these sailors very portly?
No, they're like strapping. They're strapping young men. That's what I'm
for the Mr. Handy
them
for the round. They
like a Broadway cast of.
Have they noticed us? Do they care?
I mean, you all have just entered, and they're busy. Like, this is a big room. This is a large room. There's lots of moving parts in this room with many different, like, corridors and walkways throughout. They haven't really noticed you. You haven't approached anybody yet.
Guys, I feel like we should scuttle the engines.
Don't we want to talk to these guys first? Maybe we can just get them to turn the boat around.
You know,
yeah,
half of us almost just died.
Including me.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so let's.
I feel like the talking is kind of. I mean, look, you guys have longer than like 2 weeks to live. So if you want to go talk to people, like, be my guest. But
Clark, you're our talker. You're the talker. I mean, you literally, like, you managed to talk to
Hazel,
the witch with the house on the top of walking chicken legs. And Hazel, she likes you.
Every conversation I have now is like a full year to me. Okay.
Well, isn't it better to make the most of that time?
Yeah. By fucking blowing up a giant crawdad.
You know, I'm not saying we can't blow up the giant fucking crawdad. What I'm saying is maybe we can tell these guys that it's their coffee break, and if they stop performing, the engine stops working, the boat stops moving.
Or, hear me out. We scuttle it. We'll find a PA system first. We'll rig some explosives first. Then we'll find a PA system. We'll give an evacuation notice. All right.
I'll concede that. Lead us to the escape boats if they have any.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. We could follow them to the. Yep. That's a good.
We follow them to the escape boats. And then we blow up the product.
Yes. Okay. That actually sounds like at least 60% of a plan. Lonnie?
That's pretty good for us. Yeah.
I know. We're getting good at this, guys.
A couple more weeks of this, we might
save the entire Gulf Coast.
Yeah. Now, here's the question. Do we think this place has an armory that we could get explosives from?
I mean, they seem to be dropping their weapons as we speak, so.
Well, we know that there's a bunch of explosives outside in the form of blue goop.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's pretty volatile. And if this is a, the engine's running, which means there's got to be some form of combustion, which means
or it's a crawdad that's actually swimming, and this might just be for show.
Or we have a fusion core.
Yeah. Is there anything we'd like to steer this boat into that we could like? Two birds, one stone.
That thing out in the ocean, the triangle. Hmm. Where stuff disappears.
The Bermuda Triangle. Oh, sorry, the Saskatchewan.
I don't know. There's just something we learned about, like, as kids. There's this triangle out in the ocean and everything disappears in it.
I had a book about the Caribbean, but, like, pages were ripped out of it, so I
What's the Caribbean? What are you guys talking about?
honestly. I mean, it's just
nonstop. Islands down south, and there's like, it's a magical place. It is a haven.
If you were to blow up a giant engine,
mm-hmm.
on purpose, not because, you know, you were dicking around too hard on the road.
Not because you're up. That's right. Like, on purpose. Wouldn't it be nice to do it right next to a tropical island?
That goal?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What would you need to accomplish the goal of blowing up this engine?
Oh, to blow up this engine?
I
think you would just need to, well, are we wanting to blow up the engine or blow up the boat?
Right, and that's the question I have. Are we trying to sink the boat? Are we trying to disable the boat? Or are we trying to hijack the boat?
At this point, a crew member approaches you all and dressed in his sailor finery and spies you and says, "You silly gooses, what are you doing out of uniform?" And he takes out a small circular cannon and shoots 4 projectiles at you and immediately clothes fly through the air onto your bodies. Clark, let's see, Hazel, and Lonnie, you all are now wearing sailor outfits.
Am I fast enough to dodge this?
Do an agility plus athletics for difficulty 5, and you'll be able to dodge.
Would you be able to dodge the t-shirt cannon?
I will try.
I figured I wouldn't ask, but if you want to do a difficulty 5 check on agility and athletics, that's
I mean, I'll take a luck point for my trouble at least.
Oh no!
All aboard.
All aboard.
Pep, you actually received the sailor outfit, but it is kind of like hulked out a little bit because of the power armor. It kind of like rips around you slightly, so it looks a little ragged. The young man looks at you all and he says, "Wow, that's better. I'm surprised you guys even showed up here out of uniform. We all love wearing our uniforms. Aren't they so nice?" And he kind of pulls his ascot down and shows it to you all.
It's a little stiff. How much starch do people put on these? They do get washed, right? I mean...
Oh, we wash them every day. I mean, you know, with all the shrimp guts on them, we just like love to get them all through because after a few days, it starts to smell. And we're out there to really impress those folks on the shore, if you know what I mean.
No.
We don't know what you mean. What folks on the shore? What shores have you been to?
You guys are so silly. Oh, so funny. Listen, you seem like that you're new here. Are you new here?
Very much
We didn't have the uniforms.
Sometimes
people just take them off and like to run around naked sometimes. I just figured that you
were
guys
were naked.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I mean, you pretty much were.
Just a second, Sea Org. Hold your horses here. When was the last time you actually went onto dry land? Like, you've been at sea a long time.
Oh, I mean, you know, a sailor's life is a life for me. Hippity hoppity hippity hee. I love being on the beach and with my lass and together. We'll shoot for the stars.
Let me stop you there. How long have you been on this boat?
Do a charisma plus. How do I want to do this? Actually, do a science plus speech check for difficulty 2.
Oh, science plus speech. Well, sorry, I need intelligence plus.
Yeah, intelligence plus speech. Yeah.
Okay. Man, I am shook.
You need to roll an additional
die. That was only one die.
Oh, that was one die. All right, let me try that again.
Second die.
I'm sorry. I said anything.
I'm sorry. This cravat is so stiff. How can you concentrate when you have this around your throat? It feels like I'm being strangled by dry cleaners.
He looks at you and he's like, I mean, this is our second tour that we've been on here. And boy, howdy, this voyage is quite the bon voyage. If you get what I'm saying, right?
I. No.
So what post are you guys at? Do you guys have your post yet?
Nobody's given us the call sign.
Oh, nobody's giving you the call sign. Oh, so you must be like new recruits and everything, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. We get people on this boat all the time. And listen, the director really, I mean, they don't really care what we're doing, but I can help you kind of acclimate to everything here if you want me to kind of show you around. And
we would love a tour of the facilities. Yes. We would just love it.
Tour. Because if I'm going to be working on the command deck, I need to know where everything is.
Yeah, you're not going to be working on the command deck. You wouldn't be here without your... And you don't have the proper stars for it. That's 6 stars for every admiral that we have up on the command deck. We rarely see him, too. It's crazy.
Stars. But even with my rank...
Yeah, even with your rank of nothing, I'm just kidding. One day
cute. I'm gonna.
It's okay, Lonnie. We'll put that on our report. Let him continue. He's trying.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Let him dig himself.
Right. Because apparently that's how you speak to superiors. Got it. Okay.
You know, cool. It's in the report. It's in the report.
It's all right. He doesn't know you're not wearing your uniform. Remember, like your actual uniform. So just. Let's see what he has to say, and then we can make our report.
Yeah.
The only superior thing that we have here are attitudes, I'd have you know, and our attitudes are quite superior.
Hazel at this point starts to actually bite her own, fist. She is just so spooked by all of this. She's like...
I see Hazel do that, and I walk over, and I bury my forehead into her shoulder, and I just whisper, "I'm gonna fucking kill him."
Clark is doing his mental math of how many bullets he has left and how many bodies he sees in this room that require a bullet.
We can't kill him till he shows us where we need the we need this tour. We need to know where everything is.
All right, Private Seaman. Let's go on the tour.
I really appreciate you calling me Private Seaman, but that's not my rank. I am actually Sailor Dan Taylor. That's my special name. So if you'll just
Sailor Dan Taylor. Is that one word? Sailor Dan Taylor?
It's 3 words. I'm a sailor named Dan Taylor. Doesn't it kind of rhyme? I think it rhymes a little bit, which is way more fun. I wonder if somebody can make a song about that. Sailor Dan Taylor, loving in labor, having a great time with his taser. That's kind of violent, isn't it?
I love it. I love it so much. I can't put into words how ecstatic I am about spending the next 20 or 30 minutes with you on this tour.
Sailor Dan Taylor. After you.
Affirmative. And he's starting to walk you through the engine deck. You see more of these jovial sailors just kind of singing along to whatever song's playing. They're all kind of patting each other the back, waving. It's all pretty copacetic. And effectively, he puts his hand on this handprint indicator in front of the elevator. And the elevator forklift kind of comes down. You enter the elevator, and it closes off and lifts you up to the safety and regulatory deck. The elevator opens, and a room is kind of wood floors. On the sides of the room are actually stored lifeboats. Several lifeboats that could fit probably up to 30 people. They're covered in rubber. Kind of flank the sides. You see that there's a lot of life jackets. There's some stools. But in the middle of the area, there's kind of a bunch of benches that people are already sitting on. And there's somebody front that is teaching class. Sailor Dan Taylor approaches the group and says, hang on, let me get the name. Excuse me, hostess. I've got some new guppies here ready to take on your class. Listen, guppies, if you just want to sit here and enjoy the safety experience that we have planned for you, this will get you acclimated with everything on the ship. And just in case of emergency, it will tell you how to survive in a dangerous situation that definitely is not going to happen to us because we're having so much fun. But, enjoy.
But Sailor Dan Taylor, you promised us a tour. This can't. There has to be more. This ship looked rather grandiose from the outside.
Do a speech plus charisma check because you're trying to get him to stay, right? That's what you're
trying to do. I don't want to sit through the class. I want him to actually give us the tour.
Right. Yeah. You're trying to...
Yeah. We're sitting through class, guys.
Oh, my God. Please.
Yeah. With
he's going to stay and we're doing the tour. Success. Or in the class.
Sailor Dan Taylor looks at you and says, oh, listen, you guppies will get your fish food in due time. I promise you it's going to be flaky and filling and so delicious. So just sit your tookuses right down on this bench and enjoy the pleasant show.
Fish food?
Woman in the front looks at you all and says, excuse me, if you'll please take a seat on the benches in the back behind the yellow line, that's when we'll begin our class. Sounds great.
I want to see the power armor try and sit on that bench.
There's just one bench?
One bench for everyone.
Oh, a whole bench for each person.
Yes.
All right. Clark will lay down on the bench and try to fall asleep.
Okay.
I will sit on a bench, and considering I've got an entire one to myself, I will man spread.
I will sit like a good student near the front of the class. Well, there might be something important. I mean, you shouldn't be rude to teachers.
Hep will sit as gingerly down on the bench as possible. If it breaks, it breaks. That is fine.
It
doesn't sag break. In the middle.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. And so the lady's up at the front and she has a life raft on her. And she's like, okay, so the first thing that you'll need to do is you'll need to make sure that your flotation device is correctly applied to your chest with three buckles. Three buckles. You want to hear the click as the buckle hits. Hit that click in the bubble. Right. And so you see the red line on the side of you have, and she's like continuing droning on. We can continue time here. It's been 5 minutes. She's still going over the safety briefing. It's been 10 minutes. She's still going over the safety briefing. What are you all doing?
Is she broken record repeating, or is she finding new and exciting content to go over during this time?
And exciting content to go over during this time.
So this is a pretty robust safety briefing.
This is a safety stand down, my friends. Welcome to it.
Hazel is actually starting to enjoy herself at this point. She's absorbing everything.
Do intelligence plus survival for difficulty 3 to see if you actually understand everything in the safety briefing. Everyone can do that if they want to listen to the safety briefing.
Yeah, I'll do that roll. What am I rolling? Oh, Lonnie.
Intelligence plus survival for difficulty 3.
Intelligence survival. I have not been rolling well today, so.
I got my 3. This reminds me of some of the original trainings with the Brotherhood, like new recruit hell week mission briefing type stuff. So on if it's that dry and that just factual to the point, I'm probably getting in that like zone. Like you're probably seeing me at like, you know, the militaristic.
Can Clark take a roll to see how much of this information he's absorbing as he's asleep?
Yeah, that's a difficulty 5.
The osmosis method.
For like a quick nap, I'll give you 1 HP for a quick nap while you're asleep. But if you manage to like dream this up, because listen, the session was invented by dreams, so if you manage to dream this up.
I don't even know what I'm rolling here. Survival and intelligence?
Yeah, difficulty 5.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I've got a pitch for the GM, if you'll allow me to do this.
I'm dream about something.
Not safety.
What's the opposite of safety? It's about demon slaying.
I want Pep, if GM approves, to be just like, I don't really get this, but realize that we have our Pip Boys and I believe the power armor. Can I record this? Did you say record?
I'll tell you what. If you want to spend a luck point, I can add a record button to your.
Do it.
I'm gonna do it. I think that's a fun use of the world.
Does your power armor have a body cam?
Oh my god! Well, it was your power armor. Did your power armor have a body cam?
I don't know. I didn't know half the things it did. There's this weird tube down the side of the leg. Like, I'm not sure what that was all about. Like,
that's for everything.
Yeah, I'm spending a luck point to add this detail. Pep is gonna just record the seminar about boat safety just in case.
That's great, but
I love that.
It is a recording of the seminar. So you're going to have to spend time, if it comes to a situation where safety is paramount, listening to this recording to figure it out, as opposed to Lonnie, who's already going to know what to do. So pretty much, if you don't have Lonnie, you're going to be like re-listening to a lecture from the states.
Looking through your notes.
In the situation,
it might come to just like, do we have 20 minutes? Let me play back and see if I can hit any notes,
maybe
pertinent info.
Maybe if they're talking about survival in a life raft after the ship goes down, we'll have time to listen to it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that might be a thing. But yeah, my character absorbed a little bit of it, but there's just too many nautical terms. She doesn't do nautical terms.
I'm going to chalk my successes up to previous experience with the Brotherhood. Like, some of this stuff is like, okay, they've gone over life jackets before. This is new. Oh, I know how those work. Those are like this. Like, I'm.
Yeah. My character can teach you how to find water in the desert and how not to starve in a conifer forest in the dead of winter. Not so great with the whole ships and rigging and like flotation and water stuff. So that's my justification for why she rolled so badly yet again.
So the lecture finishes, and the woman says, now if everyone would please report to your designated posts, and if the four of you in the back will actually come up to the front and visit with me, I'll get you all set up and everything will get ready to go. Sounds great? Great.
Okay. Yeah. What's her marching order, guys? Lonnie, I think you should go first. Looked like you were pretty plugged into that.
Yeah, I'll go up.
Okay. Somebody should probably wake Clark up too. Oh shit! Who's gonna wake Clark? Who's gonna wake up Clark? Pep, I nominate you. You're wearing power armor.
All right. If Pep would be gentle with Clark, or would he be?
He stands on one end of the bench, and the whole thing goes. Boom.
Pep's gonna lift up try to lift up one end of the bench and just kind of dump Clark out.
Oh, what about the opposite? Like, what if you put your foot down on the same edge of the bench that Clark's feet are and just do like the Nosferatu, like rats from the casket?
Are you guys discussing this out loud while I'm still asleep?
Probably not.
You probably heard Hazel say, who's going to wake Clark up?
If you're awake, you heard that. You also heard me say, not it. You should do it. You're wearing power armor.
We're on a boat. Are these benches like bolted down?
I mean, they just look nice, like nice benches, nice, like they have their metal, but they're pristine and nice and wonderful, and they're attached to the wood floors.
Okay. All right, Pep's just gonna wake him up because, like, I don't want to, like, risk launching Clark out of a porthole or something. Just do it. Pep will do a little tippy tappy on his shoulder.
Oh, you just get a glare in response.
Like, we gotta
just glare. He cracks one eye.
A glare that lets you know that he was not as asleep as you thought he might be.
We gotta get our jobs on this boat that we want to blow up. We gotta go meet the teacher.
Have you found anything to blow up the boat with yet?
There are the blue goo. It's all out there. It's all we need to blow it up.
Okay.
Don't think about using my fusion core.
Did you already go get it, or?
No, I don't know. We're doing this thing. We're working on the boat. We got to watch this play out, see what's going on. These boat people are weirdos, but they're not like weirdo weirdos. They're just weirdos. Get what I'm saying?
Is that guy going to take us on another tour? Because I bet this boat has beds.
I mean, you've already found the bed. Bench. Very comfortable. You can sleep anywhere. Are you depressed, Clark?
No, I think I'm just really fucking old.
Well, you look good for your age. But come on, we got to go get our assignments. I'm going to ask for the engine room. Yeah, obviously.
Ask for the beds.
So you should ask for the armory. I'll approach the woman in the room that has been leading this class, and she looks at you and says, "Hello, my name is Hostess Becky Beckinsale. I am the lead safety officer on this ship. I often handle crew assignments. I actually don't have you listed as sailors on this ship, but you know what? Okay. We'll get all that figured out. Generally, if you had an assignment before, you're going to want to work from the bottom to your way up. Fortunately, we deal with two things in this ship. We deal with shrimp and slugs. Shrimp and slugs. We're a shrimp boat, a slug boat. And then if need be, if the Navy really calls us to our port, then we can go into battle as we need to. But it's likely not to happen. So what I'm actually going to do is walk you up to the processing center and introduce you to your supervisor. And that way you can get everything set up. So that sound all right?
You said the Navy?
Yeah, the Navy. Yeah.
Navy?
Yeah, we're in the Navy. Yeah, I'm wearing a sailor outfit. You're wearing a sailor outfit. It's part of the Navy.
The United States Navy?
Just, the Navy.
Of what country?
I would say a perception plus speech check for difficulty 3.
No, I don't think I will.
Oh, I mean, it's the greatest country in the world, the Navy, as you likely know it.
If the Navy's not a country, it's a branch of the military.
And actually, can I ask what port this boat is registered in?
Like, do a perception plus speech check for difficulty 3.
Oh, perception plus speech. Okay. Come on, don't roll bad. Well,
yeah, the 0 successes as well. She says, "Listen, there's a lot of questions, and I have a lot of answers. In fact, in the form of the song, in the Navy, we all wear special uniforms, and we dare to cross the great sea for America, our favorite place in the world."
Okay, America. Okay. I've heard of that.
There, yeah.
America is technically two very large continents joined in the middle.
Yeah, there's like several Americas. There's the North, the Central, the South. That's presumably really nice, East and West.
That's really nice, sweetie. I mean, you're so... Listen, you guys are well on your way up. Speaking of your way up, I'd love to take you up to our processing depot to make sure that you guys are giving your supervisor with your assignments.
That would be the safe thing to do, yes.
Where's the brig?
Boy, awfully early for a good time, isn't it?
Yeah, you went right there, didn't you? I was honestly just curious to know what kind of processing we're talking about here.
At this point, she's not listening to you all. She's just motioning you all toward. Follow me.
Oh, man. The last time we got processed, they cloned us. And I like this. I like this.
Guys, yeah. What is the plan here?
They think we're friendly. Let's just keep riding this out. They keep showing us new places. They're basically letting us get a free lay of the land here. Let's ride it out. We need to know what resources we have available to us. We know we've got lifeboats up
here. They told us very clearly, shrimp and
slime. Yeah, but they didn't tell us about the lifeboats. We had to see those ourselves. They're obviously something wrong with them. But, I mean, I can't quite put my finger on it because every other person in this God's forsaken place has something wrong with them.
Seems like their brains are hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, that's my concern. Processing. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think we should just follow along quietly until it either looks like things need blowing up or we find a better solution.
How long are you willing to process slugs?
Well, it depends if we're talking about like the little critters that leave slime trails, we're talking about blood slugs.
They're rad and slugs.
What does process
in California? Yeah, there's banana rad slugs. They're huge.
You know what? And I've asked really good questions. Why don't we continue? Why don't we just continue? Let's go.
There you go. There you go. That's the spirit.
Uh-huh. I've had a good nap.
So, as you all are following, like the music from that, like In the Navy song is like playing over the speakers as like a.
Do they ever take a break?
Like a wonderful little diddly. You get into the elevator again as she scans her hand on the biometric reader and it goes up. Mm-hmm. It opens onto a floor that is the processing center, which hosts a number of different pristine looking units, almost like a conveyor belt area. She walks you between the aisles. To a guy that is wearing a sailor outfit, but has like a little black beanie on his head. She approaches him and says, now, guppies, this is your new supervisor, Barney. Barney's going to be taking care of you for the remainder of your day. Tomorrow, once we get all of your outfits sorted, once we get a new outfit for our mechanical friend over there, I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but it looks pretty great. Once we get a new outfit for everybody and everybody correctly assigned, then we'll figure out what we're going to do next. But for today, you're on sea slug duty. So go ahead. Barney's a little shy. If he says anything weird, just it's fine. But introduce yourselves and I'll go ahead and go. And she walks off. And here's Barney. He's just like standing there. Like looking at this conveyor belt with wide eyes, and he's kind of like he holds up his hand. He's kind of like snapping a little bit.
Okay.
So is conveyor belt actively running slugs down it, or
yeah, you actually see these kind of like blue like cargo slugs that are kind of like running through the conveyor belt.
Okay, with or without shell.
Without shell.
Without shell. About how large?
I would say that they are the size of a USB drive.
Okay. So, like, literally, like, you know, thumb type?
Yeah, thumb-sized. Yeah, thumb-sized slugs, yeah.
So we've got blue thumb-sized slugs, and there's a bunch, like, innumerable.
Yeah, kind of like Willy Wonka's.
Does it look like the same glowy color as that catches on fire?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
So what was Barney? Was that the... Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is Barney doing right now? Like, what does processing entail?
He's just looking at the conveyor belt, snapping his fingers.
Okay.
Does he look simple?
temple.
He looks confused.
Okay.
So we've got a conveyor. On one end, it's feeding blue slugs. And these blue slugs are traveling along the conveyor. What is the other end of the conveyor? Like, are they dumping off into the floor a bucket? Can we see the other end of the conveyor? Like,
yeah, they're dumping off into like a bucket, but the slugs have not been, it seems like, processed, or he is in charge of the action and Barney has not been doing the action.
Okay, so literally this conveyor belt is just moving these slugs from point A to point B, and the magical action of processing is just not occurring.
It's Barney's job.
Okay. Are there any tools, equipment, anything like that that would, like, it's just a dude and he's making pinchy motions with his fingers?
Yep. He's snapping his fingers.
Like snapping, like a catchy tune, or like pretending he's a crab?
Perception plus, I would say, what's a good one?
Oh, God.
Perception plus speech for a difficulty 2.
Just one.
Okay. I'll give you a little bit. He's snapping to the tune of the music that's playing.
Okay.
Well, we all wanted to play along. Sparkle will snap his fingers to the music like Barney.
Okay. Hey, Barney. Do your check. I was going to start conversation, but yeah, do your.
Okay. Clark, I would do speech charisma for difficulty 2. Lonnie, do a strength speech for a difficulty 2.
Strength speech?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Barney looks at Lonnie.
Back, Lonnie.
Barney looks at Clark first and kind of looks at him. He's snapping his fingers and he's looking at Clark snapping his fingers. He's like, all right. And about that time they start looking at each other, snapping their fingers. Lonnie, you speak, you say, hey, Barney. And Barney goes, what? Just like snapping his fingers. he's yelling over. He's like, I like that guy over there. And you guys are just like in sync, snapping your fingers.
So, Barney, is this all we do here?
Mean man cat, let me tell you something. I'm just vibing out here because there's some weird stuff going on in the world. And all you want to do is get with this music, my buddy.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Hold on. This guy's cooking. Yeah. All right. This is a good idea. Wow, you guys had a good idea for once.
Okay, they're doing okay. They can vibe. I want to pick up a slug.
Okay, you do.
Okay,
squirming in your hand. It's like kind of like slipping through your fingers, squirming about.
Right. Nothing like. Presumably, I had a childhood in the swamps. Presumably, I've dealt with slugs or leeches mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
Any other than the coloration, okay. Anything unusual about this one?
Perception plus survival for difficulty 5.
Ooh, buddy.
There's going to be some hard ones to...
No, that's cool. I mean... Holy cow.
Nice. Damn!
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's 4 successes. And I gave it a 5. And you rolled 4 right on that. So I'll tell you what. You have squished a slug before. This doesn't necessarily
have... I'm not proud of those days, but...
Proud of those days. But this doesn't necessarily have that meatiness to it. It's like kind of like malleable a little bit.
Oh, so it feels a bit more gooey.
Yeah. You can tell that something like something's weird about this.
Okay. But it's
weird about the blue slugs.
Yeah, so but it's like moving around and everything. Like it's probably got the little feelers.
Like, no, it doesn't have the little feelers.
Okay, so it doesn't have the little feelers, but it's like moving around. It's behaving like it's a creature.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like wiggling in your hand a little bit, like jiving around.
Sea slug, huh?
Now, I'm going to transfer it to my other hand. Like, how much goo does it leave behind?
A good portion of goo. I would say it's your other hand is not like goo covered. It's not like yecked or anything, but it's there's definitely
because you know like some mucosal stuff it like sticks right like it so it's leaving some.
It left a big loogie in your hand.
Okay. And
yeah.
Blue.
Sea cucumbers spit out their internal organs if they get freaked out, right?
Yeah. And does it have a blue tinge?
It's slightly blue. It's slightly blue, yeah.
Slightly blue. Okay. Does anyone have a fire starting device?
Wait, say that one more time.
Does anyone have a fire starting device?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'm going to thank this slug for his service. Their service. I'm going to put it back on the conveyor belt and I'm going to rake this mucus off my finger and like try to like smear it on the ground or something. And I'd like to see just how flammable it is.
Okay. Perception plus survival for difficulty 5.
I'll spend the AP so I get the extra die.
Do it.
Crap. The problem, I only have one luck point right now. And I'll take the L.
You managed to set this goo afire. And about that time it sets afire, the portholes that had been pouring in sunlight suddenly darken. And all of a sudden you hear kind of a like raking in the back, and all of a sudden a crack in the hull of the boat opens and water pours through, and it puts out the fire and starts flooding the processing depot. At this time, you hear the music changes to a classical tune over the speakers. And it's just like flooding this area. The beatnik looks at you, it's Clark, and is like, oh, man, we got to get off here. We got to go. We can't stay here anymore, man. We gotta jet it like turkey off the side, you know? At least I think we do. Do we have to? I think so. Maybe.
Did they cover this in the safety review?
That the ship would just crack open and water would come in to put out fires. I don't recall that part.